Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians week 5. Knowing the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death, Saturday. Related verses. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Romans 6:3-4. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Matthew 16:21-23 and 25-27. From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God be merciful to you, Lord. This shall by no means happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of men. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world, but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life? For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings." Romans 6:5. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Related reading. God has put us into the mold of Christ's death. And day by day, God is molding us to conform us to this death. We should be conformed to such a mold by our dying to our human life to live the divine life. In the mold of Christ's death, the natural life is killed. The old man is crucified and the self is nullified. If we allow our circumstances to press us into this mold, our daily life will be molded into the form of Christ's death. The form of Christ's death does not bear any indication of the natural man, the old man, or the self. This means that as we are participating in Christ's death, his death will shape us, conform us to the form of his death. This shaping by Christ's death will deal with our natural life, our old man, and our self. This means that in Christ's death, our natural man with the natural life, the old man and the self are continually put to death. In Christ's death, therefore, there is not any activity of the natural life, of the old man, or of the self. However, if we behave in our natural man, in our old man, or in the self, we do not bear the image of the death of Christ. In order to bear this image, we need to be conformed to Christ's death. We need to be impressed with the fact that Christ's death is a form, a mold, and that we are the dough that is placed into this mold. In the form, the mold of Christ's death, there is no natural man, old man, or self. All these are ruled out by the mold of the death of Christ. To be molded, formed in this way is to be conformed to Christ's death. The more we experience this, the more we know Christ, his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. To be conformed to the image of the firstborn Son of God is to live a life denying our natural life under the crucifixion of Christ by being conformed to his death. To be conformed to the image of Christ, we need to be conformed first to his death. The mold of Christ's death is to live a life of denying our natural life under the crucifixion of Christ. In our daily life, we should not do anything by our natural life. Rather, in everything, we must deny our natural life. This is to apply death to ourselves. We have the mold in us, and that mold is death, the denying of our natural life. In the image of the firstborn Son of God, there is the element of death, that is the denying of his own life. While he was living on the earth, he denied his own life every moment and lived by the Father's life instead. Although his crucifixion was the final stop of his journey on earth, throughout the 33 and a half years of his life, he lived under the death of the cross by denying himself and living by the Father's life. This also is a great element in the all-inclusive spirit. In the matter of love, we have to ask, Lord, is it I who love, or is it you who loves in me, from me, and through me? If we love ourselves, that is to love our natural life and is without death or resurrection. If we deny our natural life and live by Christ, then we are according to the Apostle Paul's word, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. This is to be conformed to the death of Christ.